So my name is Armalendu. I want to tell a story relating to a birthday with Guru. It happened about, exactly 24 years ago and 10 days. We were on the Philippines Christmas trip, and I was given a very large, nice birthday cake by the Australian boys, largely instigated by Prabuddha. And it was a very large, beautiful icing, and it had this large plastic motorbike put on top too, because we'd had a motorbike adventure a few days before. So I was told that, that Guru would bless me for my birthday with the cake. But on my birthday, nothing happened. It was just always anticipating maybe, and nothing happened. So the next day I was told by the Anambrahma girls, oh, bring your cake, Guru will bless you just before we go to the airport because we're moving to another island. And so I had this big cake there waiting in the appropriate place, and Guru walked straight past into the car, and we went to the airport. And of course, all the time there's boys that are saying, it's not going to happen, let's just eat the cake. And so you've got to try and hang on to it and not let it go. So I go to the airport because the girls told me, it'll happen at the airport. So I'm sitting there waiting with my cake in my hand, and I kind of was supposed to get a boarding pass from Ashrita, and I forgot it, and I got the last boarding pass. So I finally, got on the plane, and it turned out that I was in the same row as Guru. This had never occurred before. So there was Guru sitting in the aisle seat. There was one disciple between me and Guru, and I was sitting there with this big cake in my hand. Guru never looked my way at all, but he knew exactly what was going on, of course. And Guru was doing the bird drawings, the soul birds at the time. It was very intense. He was doing a lot of them. So before the plane took off, Guru would have, his pad out. He'd be drawing birds. Then he'd have to put his tray up to catch, for the takeoff. Then it'd be down again and immediately, more bird drawings. So the whole flight, I was just watching Guru drawing these birds in such concentration and dedication to his task. And someone may correct me, but I think it was approaching the million when he was celebrating the first million bird drawings. So anyway, we get off the plane, go to the airport, the hotel where Guru was staying. And again, cake in hand. Nothing happened. And more boys are saying, let's eat the cake. I was staying in a different hotel because the boys tended to get shoved off to another hotel in those days. We didn't all fit in the same one. And so I put the cake into the hotel sort of fridge, down in the kitchen fridge. And then I kind of pretty much forgot about it. The next day was just normal functions and things happening. And that evening, the following is about 2 days after my birthday, we're all having dinner at this sort of hotel restaurant. It's like the public were there, everyone was there. And I just happened to be passing somewhere near Guru. And Guru says, oi, Armalendu, where is your cake? I got a shock of my life. I sort of raced out to get the cake. It was still there in the hotel fridge. And then in the restaurant, I knelt in front of Guru and he blessed me for my birthday. It was an incredible meditation. All the disciples sang happy birthday, and I think the public joined in maybe. And so I had a wonderful experience, but it really showed Guru's sort of sense of humour and the way he teaches one patience and not to expect. So I really had a beautiful birthday experience for about 3 days. Thank you.